Each week at this time, this station presents Legislative Report with your state representative, Tim Krieger, of the 57th Legislative District in Westmoreland County. Representative Krieger, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, there's finally a stopgap budget in place in Harrisburg. It was an arduous path to get there, and of course, it doesn't really solve our problems, but it does get us over at least a little bit of the hump. What's going on here in Harrisburg? What's some of your estimation of what will happen from this point out? What's the governor going to do with this budget? What's going on?
Well, the governor signed Senate Bill 850, and that is, he signed it primarily as a stopgap, and what that will do is fund core government services, and the good news is it will pay state workers. So they've been working. They certainly deserve to be paid. The bad news is it extends this process. The governor still wants a tax increase, and it shifts the hostages. Now the hostages will be county governments, will be social services, will be hospitals. So this is going to become not less but more painful as we go through this process.
Also, there's, I guess, a good deal of question is whether or not schools are going to get paid. And what is it that the governor appears to be holding out for? What appears to be the holdup?
Well, it's pretty clear from the debate on the House floor and from the governor's statements that he is still insisting on increased spending this year. He wants to spend almost $29 billion. Now, I think to put that in perspective for folks, when Governor Rendell came into office in 2002, we were spending about $20 billion. So if you do the quick math, he wants to spend $29 billion, $9 billion more than we spent in 2002. And at the same time, he absolutely insists that we cannot cut spending. So he's holding out for a tax increase of some type. Now, in Harrisburg, that's euphemistically called a revenue enhancement. But, of course, I think most folks, certainly folks back in Westmoreland County, understand that that's a tax increase.
And, of course, a lot of people have been saying, well, now the PIT is off the table. But I guess what that does is it opens a whole lot of other doors, doesn't it?
Well, it does. We're looking at some tax increase. Perhaps it's a sales tax. Perhaps they will remove the exemptions on certain goods that are now exempt, for example, food or clothing. We don't really know where the governor wants to go at this point. He continues to insist on his spending. So it doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure out if he wants to spend $29 billion and we don't have those revenues that he needs money from somewhere, and he continues to insist upon it. And unfortunately, the Democrats in the House, led by Philadelphia Representative Dwight Evans, are carrying his water for him. They are holding this process up, and we, again, are continuing to fight a tax increase, but that's why we're in an impasse.
And, of course, House Republicans have been holding out for the no tax increase, and there was an attempt before this bill was finally passed to, as it were, do the right thing and put a complete balanced budget in place. What happened to that?
Well, that's correct. There was an amendment offered, in fact, by Democratic Representative Nick Kotick, working with us in a bipartisan way to get a budget in place that would solve this once and for all and get this resolved. It wouldn't require a stopgap. It would just be the final budget. It spent about $27.5 billion, which is the most we can spend without a tax increase. It was a compromise with the so-called Blue Dog Democrats. Apparently, pressure from the governor, Representative Kotick, pulled that amendment at the 11th hour. So we weren't able to vote on that. The Republicans in the House voted for a similar amendment introduced by our Appropriations Chairman, Mario Severo, that would spend about $27.4 billion, would have done so without a tax increase. Democrats in the House voted that down, and we are left now with prospects of fighting all summer and all fall. And certainly I will continue to fight against the tax increase. I am absolutely committed to a budget that holds the line on taxes. I think that's the right thing to do. I think our people are tapped out at this point. Government, just like private individuals, just like families, just like businesses, needs to tighten its belt. And I'm committed to doing that if it takes all summer, all fall, and into the winter.
And of course, we are going into the fall season. A lot of folks start thinking about doing stuff outside. I understand you're having an event set up for area sportsmen. What's that all about?
That's correct. September 12th, we're having a sportsman's event at Police Rod and Gun Club in Salem Township. And what we plan to do is have vendors come in. We're planning to have someone with crossbows in. Crossbows are legal this year, and I think it would be a great opportunity to come in and look at their products and actually get to shoot the crossbows. We plan to have some manufacturers of firearms as well, so you can take a look at what they have to offer and shoot those firearms as well in the ranges at the Police Rod and Gun Club. So I think it'll be a great time for guys as they gear up, and ladies too, as they gear up for hunting season this fall, to come out on September 12th to Police Rod and Gun Club.
And if folks need information, where can they get a hold of you?
If you need information, please give us a call to our office in Greensburg at 724-834-6400. Again, that's 724-834-6400. Or you can check out my website, repkrieger.com.
Representative Krieger, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next week at this time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Tim Krieger.